We're going to do something, as I said, a little bit different today. We're going to do what we call a Eucharistic procession. Does anybody know what a procession is? Anybody? You're going to have to speak up. Father's half deaf. Okay, we take Jesus out of the church, and what do? Anybody know what we do? We walk with him. We walk around. What we're going to do... Did you have something to say? Yeah, we're going to walk around the whole school. Somebody's already tipped you off on this. Okay. Now, why would we do that? Why would we take Jesus, put him in the monstrance, and walk around the church property with him? Why would we do that? Okay, good. That's a good connection. He had to walk around with the cross. Okay. So he can bless the church in this land. Very, very, very good. Very good. What else, maybe? Okay, so we can take time to pray with Jesus. Okay. We're gonna go walking with him. We're gonna go do something with him. You know, just like we would go do something with a friend also. That's a possibility. What else? Any other guesses? Pretty good so far. You had another maybe? No? Do most people get to see Jesus in the Eucharist if they're just driving by or walking by? No, they don't. They don't. He's in here. He's in here. But we're proud to have Jesus with us. Okay? We're proud to have Jesus with us in the Eucharist, even though he doesn't have a beard like he did and long hair and whatever he looked like whenever he was here on earth. He looks a little different than anybody would expect. Looks like a piece of bread, in the Eucharist, but still him. He's still with us. He didn't just leave us and disappear, okay, 2,000 years ago. He's still with us. Very important to remember that. And so we're proud of that fact, and we want to show the world out there in some way that he's with us and we're with him. So we're going to walk around this place, and we are going to ask for God's protection and blessing on this place when we walk around, okay? And we're also showing the world outside, even if maybe if only 10 people out there see us walking around. What do you think they're going to be thinking when they see us doing that? Okay, God's with them. I hope they think that. Exactly. They're going to think, what are they doing? What are those crazy Catholics doing over there? What are they carrying that gold thing around and making smoke and all this stuff? Why are they doing that? Well, we're doing that because we do believe that Jesus is with us in the Eucharist, and it's something to be proud of. And we also want people to ask that question, what are they doing? Maybe they'll get curious enough to try to figure it out. Maybe they'll start asking about this faith that we have, and maybe one day they'll embrace that faith. And that's why we do these things that we do. Now, why do we spend time? We've been doing this every first Friday for a little over a year now. This adoration that we do. Why do we do that? Why is that important, do you think? Pray and listen to God, right? Right? Good answer. As good answer as any. Okay, we can spend a long time with Jesus. We can spend time with him. Why? Okay. We can grow closer to him. Yes. We can pray to him without all the distractions of life. That's fantastic. Yes. Right on. Let me ask you, I want you to think about maybe a really close friend that you might have, okay? Somebody that you spend time with. When you spend enough time with somebody, how do you tend to act? How do you tend to act? Does the way you act change? Okay, how? How does it change? When you spend a lot of time with somebody. Okay, you can be yourself. You're more comfortable around them. What else? Okay, you can be even more nice, you can be closer to them. It's exactly, that's exactly what I was looking for. You start acting like them. You start acting like them. You start saying the things that they say. You start using the turns of phrase that they use. Maybe you didn't say things like that before or do things like that before. That's why we want to spend time with Jesus. Because there's nobody worth imitating more than Jesus, okay? And the more time we spend with him, the more time we build a friendship with him, the more we're going to act like him. It's not rocket science. It's not hard, you know? It's just what it is. We have to spend the time with him, and then we can be more like him, okay? So that's why we do all this stuff. That's why we want to be, we spend time in prayer with Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament, you know? And we don't want to just keep him to ourselves. That's why we're doing this procession. We want to show the world, just a little part of the world anyway, that we do believe that he's here. And maybe if, you know, who knows? Maybe somebody seeing what we do will bring them someday close to Jesus. And it's all worth it then. I want to just kind of talk about how we're going to do this. After communion, after we get done giving communion out, we're going to, Deacon Bill is actually, he actually just got here, I think. But Deacon Bill was bringing the host that they were using, the Eucharist up there at St. Martin's. They've been praying with that all night. He has brought that host down here with him. And after communion, he's going to bring that in, and we're going to put that host in our monstrance here, the big gold thing, and we're gonna then start the procession. The cross is going to lead us out, and then actually, I told you guys this, but change it up a little bit. There are a couple of the Knights of Columbus, a couple of men who are going to be also leading us, escorting us in this procession. And then there's going to be incense. What is incense again? What does that stand for? What does that stand for? Well, yeah, of course it stands for smoke. Yes, what does the smoke stand for? Okay, our prayers rising to God. Here. Oh, blanked. I do that too, don't worry. Okay, maybe souls going into heaven. It also stands for the presence. Okay, very good. Smells sweet because Jesus has sweet blessings. It also, smoke was in the Old Testament was a sign that God was around. So we have smoke right in front of, I'm going to go right behind the incense because I'm going to have Jesus in my hands, right? And that's showing that God is present right here. Then there are going to be, two of the servers are going to be there with candles, with red candles. Again, what's that a sign of? What's the red candle a sign of? What's that? Of God, that God's present, okay? And then everybody else, and then Deacon Bill's going to be behind there, and he's going to, once in a while, maybe he's going to ring a bell, and it's going to just, what do the bells stand for when we're at Mass? What do the bells ringing stand for? You remember this? Right, okay, you know, we do that whenever the Holy Spirit comes down and changes the bread and wine into the body of blood. Angels singing, right, angels singing in praise of Jesus, right. So we're going to be ringing those bells. Deacon Bill's going to ring those bells every now and then. And we're also going to do something else. When we get down, when we go out, the 8th, 7th, and 8th graders, we're going to actually come out from the back. So you all are going to come out in two by two, so right beside each other, and you're going to go out. And we're going to form a double line, okay, and as each grade goes out, you're going to, each grade closer to the front is going to go out. And teachers, and we'd appreciate it if you help us herd them. And then we're all gonna line up. We're gonna go out, follow the cross down behind the school, and all the way around to 6th Street. And we're gonna come all the way back around, and we're gonna be led back in, and we're gonna come back to our pews, sort of. Wherever you end up, it's fine. And then we're gonna do what we normally do on Friday mornings, whenever we incense Jesus, and we'll take a little time to pray with him. We'll sing a song. We'll take time to pray with him. And then we'll leave quietly, just like normal on First Fridays, okay? So just to give you kind of what's going to happen here. What else was I going to say? Am I forgetting anything? probably. I forget a lot. Oh, yes, yes, okay. When we get down to Pearl Street back here next to the gym, we're going to kind of let everybody get together. And then Mrs. Thorpe is going to lead us in what we call a litany. A litany is a list of prayers or a list of prayers to God. And you each are going to have one of those when we leave. We're going to give you one of those. Your teacher's going to give you one of those. We're going to pray that together as we come up back up to the church. Okay? And they're all the prayers on this are titles, names that we give to Jesus. Okay? Praising him as our Lord and our God. Okay? So it'll be a neat prayer that we're all going to pray together as we come back up to the church. Okay? So this is a little different. It's a lot different, but it's kind of a cool thing. We did a little procession like this last night at St. Martin's, and it was really neat. We had candles and stuff. For some reason, the teachers didn't want me to give you open flame. I don't know what the deal is with that, but anyway. Okay, so we're gonna do this, and it's gonna be kind of neat. So I just ask you to be kind of on your best behavior as we're walking in the procession. You know, don't elbow each other and play around and talk. You know, it's supposed to be a time that we can pray. Okay, and listen to the prayers that Carolyn is going to, that Mrs. Thorpe is going to lead us in. Listen to the prayers. You know, read your card, the prayer card that we're going to give you, and just think about what it means to be a friend of Jesus, okay?